Simply Abundant Intuitive Hour. For overthinkers who are finally ready to move from their heads to their hearts for more connected relationships and a fulfilling life. Here's Tracy Crossley.
Greetings. How are you all doing today? I am Funkadelic or Funkadelic or Funka something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm here and you're there. And thank you for tuning in. So today it's episode number 284. Wow. And we are talking about the dreaded V word, vulnerability. Yep. I talk about it all the time in my podcast, don't I? I talk about it in my sessions with my clients. It is a big word, has lots of syllables, but it has a lot of meaning that we twist and turn, and most of us avoid it if we can. And here's the thing. We're not talking about anything in terms of real strength until we're talking about vulnerability, because that is real strength to me. And yes, when I said the dreaded B word, I wasn't talking about venereal diseases or the vajayjay, was I? No. It's something that really scares people to death. Although venereal diseases can scare people to death, or any disease, right? Attach the word disease to something and people go, oh, scary. Of course. Anyway, but we're talking vulnerability, and why is it scary? What in the hell is it? Well, most people think it's powerless. If you look it up in the dictionary, most of the first definitions for it are not coming from a place of power. It's something that you might feel makes you a doormat, makes you feel you're giving your power away, and it makes you feel like you might be left with nothing. You think it's something the other person might need to do first, so then you can let down your walls, and it's sort of like, you know, show me yours and I'll show you mine, right? So to me, vulnerability instead means unfiltered authenticity. It means not holding back what you truly feel, who you truly are, and sharing it. It can feel unsafe when you first start doing it, and you might want to run like your ass is on fire. But the truth is, the more you do it, the easier it gets, and the more empowered you become each time you say something, because you did it, and that took courage. Because vulnerability is at the core of everything. I was going to say the courage of everything, the core of everything. You're not really winning when you're not vulnerable. Seriously, you're not. You're just going through the same steps, different motion, different strategies. And then yet they're the same strategies because you keep things the same, right? So you might be tearing your relationship apart when you're thinking you're getting a leg up. When you're trying to come up with a strategy of how to, let's say, get what you want. Or maybe you think it's going to make somebody change. I was brought up by somebody who thought if you just beat people up enough, they're going to change. And eventually my dad, you know, kind of just gave in. He was like the tamed horse or something. Anyway, there is a big difference, though, between vulnerability and oversharing, and that's something I do want to mention, because sometimes we think it's just vomiting on someone, and it is not. Oversharing is a mental thing. It's your brain telling a story and going on and on and on and on. And the reason, you know, that we do overshare, by the way, you know, we do that whole mental thing of, well, and then this and then that and blah, 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 blah. Because we're trying to get to the feeling. You ever notice that? You're talking so long because you're trying to resolve a feeling in yourself. Instead, you should just go to the emotional part first, the vulnerable part, rather than the story. Because the story isn't going to give you any satisfaction. Or it will take forever to connect to the emotion that would give you satisfaction. So you may as well go straight there. Because oversharing can be very manipulative. When you're telling somebody a story, it's like you want something from them. You're wanting their validation because you're not reaching, again, that emotional place inside of you. So it can keep you in a place of feeling victimized. Poor me, look at me, and then I'm pouring my heart out because you think it's your heart, but it's really your head. But I'm pouring my head out to this person and they're not getting it, or they're not giving me the response I want. You know, you can go on and on with oversharing, or you just feel like you're going to vomit all over everybody because you have it all pent up inside and you need to unleash it, right? So don't confuse vulnerability with oversharing, because they are different. All right, let me give you a little example. So let's say you're a woman and you're on a date, and the guy or the girl says something you feel totally different about, right? Like they just say, it could be a remark, let's say, about kids, right? So this disparaging remark, you know, like they don't want kids or something like that. And unfortunately, that's something you want. So you don't say anything, though, because you're afraid this person's not going to like you. So you keep dating this person and they bring it up again, saying how kids ruin people's relationships or something like that. And you continue to bite your tongue and you feel even worse. Initially, you might have thought you could gloss over it because you didn't want to acknowledge you might have a different value system than this person. You might have different life goals than this person. And so if you would have said instead what was true for you, you probably, first of all, you didn't do it because you were afraid that person would have left, right? Or they'd be like, yeah, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with somebody who wants kids. But anyway, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you actually admit a truth. You might have spoke up and that person said, you know what? I always have said I'd be open to kids, but I find that the people I date aren't, you know, they're not wanting kids. So that's been something. And yes, I didn't turn my email off. Sorry about that, guys. But anyways, the point is, when you don't speak the truth, you're not giving any opportunity to anything to change or be different. So for you, you've got to look at, why do I hide out and what am I trying to keep the same? Because it doesn't matter. If you are vulnerable, you can go home and feel empowered rather than cringing and feeling shame and hiding out. And, you know, like in this example, what if you decided to keep dating this person, right? And people do this shit all the time. And I mean, it doesn't have to be about kids. It could be about anything in any situation, a friendship, in a relationship that already exists. It could be anywhere. Anywhere you stay quiet and you don't say the truth. You're not doing yourself any favors and you're living a lie. And then what? It's going to build over time. And then maybe one day you're going to implode, or the relationship's going to implode. That's what not being vulnerable does. And I'm sure you can find examples as I'm talking. I know I could find examples in my past when I wouldn't say anything because I was trying to maintain control of the situation by not saying something, which always in the past made me feel this false sense of control. And I was always anxious, right? Because that's what you are when you're trying to control something outside of you by not saying what's true for you. It's too bad, because you want to let all of that out. Whoever you are, you want to let out. Because how else do you connect with people if you're not being real, right? So I'm going to give you the call to action. The more vulnerable you are, the more empowered and in charge of your experiences you are. Pretty simple, right? If you didn't grab paper and pen, I would go grab it and press repeat on that and listen to it again, or I'll mention it a couple other times here. Okay, so here's the thing. This is something I'm constantly working on in my relationship, because as with anything you change in your life, let's say that you work on a pattern or belief, or, you know, doing something different. When you have a new situation, it's going to bring up beliefs that haven't been tested in that situation. So there's always work to do, right? So recently, because I just love sharing stories about myself, my team thinks it's a great idea. I don't know how I feel about it. But anyway, when my fiance triggers one of my negative beliefs, I have to be vulnerable and admit those shitty, cringy, fucked up feelings. I really don't want to, by the way. I really don't. But I know better. I know I don't want to carry this baggage around, and I don't want to beat him up with it either. So anyways, you know, we're getting married. In fact, when you guys hear this, we're about a week away from the wedding. So anyway, he was coming home from work, and he works long hours, and he had wanted to put on his clothes that he's going to wear for the wedding, you know, kind of do a little fashion show for me. and I was still working when he got home, and he was upset because he expected my full attention to be on him, and he didn't feel like he was getting it. And so he kind of made a little bit of a deal about it, and it triggered me into thinking I was doing something wrong. I felt bad. I felt selfish. I felt like, oh God, Tracy, you're always fucking up. You know, what are you doing? You know, it was like this whole thing, but it wasn't overwhelming. It was me. And this is what started to happen, at least with me and my beliefs, is part of me is the observer and part of me is feeling it. And so I'm going, all right, this is something I'm going to have to process. Because in the past, if somebody said something to me where I wasn't doing what they wanted or expected. And here's the thing, I had wanted to do it too. I had been looking forward to him doing the little fashion show as well. So it wasn't like it wasn't something I didn't want to do. I did want to do it. But I would have shut down in the past and been like, fuck you, in my head. Because that's what I used to do when I was a kid, because I had people who were always accusing me of things that weren't true about me, at least in my behavior. So instead, because I know how to be vulnerable, I had to actually talk about it. I had to talk about how I felt. I had to mention this old shitty belief. And he's heard me talk about it in different situations. And in those situations, I have resolved it. Now I had a new situation to resolve it in. So the thing is, I didn't want to close down because it's super hard to open myself up. There's a lot of layers to it. I'm sure those of you listening out there who tend to shut down know what I'm talking about. You feel like you're swimming through cement. It's like you have all of those feelings, like I want to throw daggers at him rather than open up. And for me, it's like I knew he triggered me, and it wasn't, you know, I didn't want to get into the trigger of making him wrong, okay? Because that's what I would have done in the past. Not necessarily been out loud with it, but in my head, totally judging him and being, you know, an asshole, basically. And because I've chosen to be in a healthy relationship, that means that it requires me to open up instead of shutting down. It requires me, because I happen to like being in a healthy relationship, rather than making it into a shitty relationship. Just FYI. I don't know if I could even make this into a shitty relationship. I wouldn't be here if that were the case. But anyway, I told him how I felt. I told him it triggered me. I felt like I did something wrong, the belief. I didn't feel in actual reality that I did anything wrong. But that old belief is like, well, it's there. So if it's there, I got to recognize it, right? So he's pretty familiar with that one. He's heard it before. But he took responsibility for the fact that he had a hard day at work and was excited to shift his focus to the wedding, and I get it. And he thought I had the same desire, so he was disappointed when I didn't give my full attention. And like I said, I totally had wanted to, but I was just not ready yet. I was trying to finish working on some things on my computer. And so, you know, and he comes home and he works in the office all day, and he sees me on the couch with my computer, and he's thinking, oh, you know, Tracy's just chilling out, and, you know, it's good for her. She looks like she's relaxing, and I'm not. I'm still working. But it's just funny, the perception that you can have, right? So we both triggered each other. Now, of course, there's a happy ending, because though both of us were triggered, we both opened up and we understood we did have the same desire. And so the tension on both ends was lifted because we basically talked about our own shit. We didn't go, well, you're this or you're that, or you did this or you did that. The only time we ever say you anything is when, you know, you said that, it triggered me. Not because I want him to stop saying something or doing something and vice versa, but we state it because we're going, okay, well, this is how the events happened, so that I can see it for myself and have some clarity as I'm feeling my feelings around it. I hope that makes sense. So, as usual, we've come closer together instead of distancing ourselves, because that would have been the old way of doing this crap, okay? And we just don't do it the old way no more. All right, here's that call to action again, you guys. Got your paper and pen this time? All righty, then let's go. The more vulnerable you are, the more empowered and in charge of your experiences you are. Why, oh why, is this important? You're never going to have a stable relationship that feels good if you don't share how you feel with someone. You're just not going to. People think hiding stuff and putting stuff under the carpet is going to bring them closer to someone, and it doesn't. You might in certain ways, but there's always that thing that's there. It's going to feel bad because you have that underlying current of what is not being said. Not being vulnerable leads to a bunch of sabotaging behaviors. It can make you distance. It can make you feel like you're on opposite teams. It can make you feel like you don't want to be generous, like you are wrung out and exhausted. Expecting something in return and resentment and wanting someone else to change their behavior so you feel okay are all signs that somebody isn't being vulnerable, and more than likely both people aren't being vulnerable. So all of this is coming back to my favorite V word, right? Okay. Well, my favorite V word today. All right. So I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I do. I got ESP. You're thinking, I'm totally willing to be vulnerable if the other person goes first because then I could stay in control. That's the truth. I also don't want to scare someone off, so I prefer to take it slow. I hate when people do that, by the way. It drives me crazy. It does. It drives me crazy because it's bullshit. You're not going to scare off somebody who's emotionally available. If they're not available, then they might run for the hills, but they would have sooner or later. Wouldn't you want that sooner rather than when you're in something later? It isn't about warming up. It isn't about taking steps to go, okay, now I can be vulnerable. It's to be vulnerable because it feels good. And that's where you want to connect with other people. It's not that that's the only thing, but it is definitely somewhere that is going to help you to lay the foundation to having a solid relationship with another person. Because the deal is no one else can make you feel safe. So waiting for someone else to do it first means nada. You won't scare off an emotionally available person, I promise you. Unless, of course, you guys aren't a match. Then you're not scaring them off. It's just not a match. So oversharing probably would scare someone off. Vulnerability, no. And what I mean by oversharing is what I was talking about to begin with. Okay? Let's get to those lovely tips. Number one, look at what you're afraid to talk about or admit to. Just look at it and find it. It's sitting there. It's sitting there in your throat. It's the thing of, I should have said this, or God, I really want to tell this person that. And not so you're, by the way, let me preface this with, vulnerability is not blame, and vulnerability is not about other people and what they do or don't do. FYI. Number two, what is your fear around what you're avoiding? Fear of not being accepted, fear that you're stupid, fear of being abandoned, fear of appearing weak. You want to present this front so you stay in control, right? That's the problem. So when you do what you always do, because I'm sure you always do it because it's a pattern, you know what to expect. Saying something vulnerable might make you feel like you give the other person ammunition, and you want to look at that. You want to take time and look at this, not analyze it. You want to feel it and look at it. Number three, ask what your impetus is for wanting to hide yourself. What makes you so horrible? Dig into these fears. Something in your past made you feel it wasn't safe to open up. You might discover it was in childhood. Most of us start being completely closed up, locked up at that point because we got hurt when we were vulnerable. And we didn't like that feeling because what kid likes to be feeling pain? What person likes to feel pain? None, ever, okay? And so we went on lockdown at that point, and you will find that's probably where this is. Okay, number four, and this is the last tip. Take small steps in revealing parts of yourself that you feel are unacceptable or that you'll be judged for. Each time someone doesn't run away from you, when you open up, not vomit, but open up, you're going to reflect back to yourself, okay? Because if someone else isn't judging me, then I'd have to ask myself, why am I judging me? You'll start breaking down your fears and hopefully understand where it comes from in the first place. Let me give you a little recap, guys. Vulnerability is a prerequisite for a healthy, happy relationship. I promise you, you cannot have a healthy relationship without it. It looks like a facade then. Vulnerability and oversharing are not the same thing. One is open, one is manipulative, one is completely in your head, and the other one is not. To become more vulnerable, Look at the fear around what you're avoiding. Then start to reveal parts of yourself you've been hiding. You can do this in baby steps. Again, this is not all at once because I don't want you to freak out. But each time you open up, you're going to build that muscle and you're going to feel different. So you have a universal right. You have the right to stay closed and manipulating, or you can let go of the 1,000-pound backpack you're burdened with by owning your shit and being vulnerable. It will change your relationship with you, the most important one of all. I've got related podcasts today. Living from your heart, accepting your uniqueness and maximizing it, and all the ways we hide ourselves. Yes. So, hey guys, I want to let you know I do a Facebook Live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, noon Eastern Time. And if you'd like to tune in and you have questions about this podcast, go ahead and email podcast@tracycrossley.com to give a question for that Facebook Live, because that's where I like to answer these questions, by the way. Or you can email. I mean, I just said that, didn't I? I don't know what I'm talking about no more. All right. So you can also sign up if you go to my website, by the way. You can get weekly email reminders about this podcast. If you want to get other goodies, like we're going to be doing a series, and actually I think we just did a series on surrendering. So we do these little series on things, and I think they're helpful. And like right now I have my 30-day course coming out, and you probably already heard of it at this point. And yeah, it's a video course and it's fucking awesome. Oh my God. It's like the most awesome thing I think I've ever done when it comes to this work. I love it. Like I can sit and watch it. And it's just so full of information. It's so awesome. It makes me want to go do a bunch of courses. Okay, anyway, I'm rambling. So let me lock this up. Remember, empowerment is about choosing you. If you want healthier relationships with the people in your life, make a conscious decision about how you choose yourself first, so that you show up fully being you, and you, my friends, get to feel like, wow, I'm totally me in a relationship, and this is awesome. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.
To find out more about Tracy and her podcast, visit tracycrossley.com. That's where you can sign up for her newsletter or a discovery session. The website again is tracycrossley.com.